Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 316 for Monday, March 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday, boosted by gains in Chicago soy oil and a weaker Canadian dollar, as that combination helps boost crush margins. Canola was up by $1 to over $3, the May contract up $3.50 at $469.30 per ton. Exporters and domestic crushers are both showing solid demand, while some speculative money was also entering the market as the day progressed and prices moved up to test nearby resistance. However, farmer selling came forward on a scale-up basis, tempering the advances. A lack of routine buying interest out of Japan, with markets in that country closed for a national holiday, served to keep activity on the quiet side. Some traders were also moving to the sidelines already ahead of the Easter long weekend, which will see North American markets closed on Friday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher, with wheat posting some of the biggest gains. Wheat was up 2 to 6 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.66 per bushel. Cold temperatures across much of the southern U.S. wheat belt over the weekend caused damage to up to 20% of the hard red winter wheat crop, according to some analysts. Speculative short covering added to the gains. However, the fact that the U.S. continues to miss out on export opportunities did limit the advances in wheat. Soybeans were up 3 to 5 cents, the May contract up 4 at $9.02 per bushel. Ideas that some intended soybean acres may go to corn instead accounted for some of the buying interest in U.S. beans, while gains in crude oil were also supportive. However, the advancing South American harvest limited the upside, especially as yield reports out of Argentina and Brazil are beating expectations. For corn, prices were up 1 to 3 cents, the May contract up 2 at $3.69 per bushel, as that market took direction from the strength in wheat and beans. Advances in crude oil were also supportive for the ethanol-linked grain. However, rising acreage projections for U.S. corn were a bearish influence, as weather forecasts are looking good for spring seeding in many areas. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.